Did you use that stuff as motivation, or did you kind of?
I put that behind me. I tuned it out. It didn't really matter. We're going to kind of team work. You're going to put us the underdogs. You're going to put us the underdogs at the same time. We're going to come out and play ball.
Did you guys truly believe you could dominate a game? Like, not win the game, dominate a game the way you guys did?
Yeah, we always think we could dominate. We know what kind of defense we have. We know what kind of offense we have. Even though we have the offense that we thought we was going to have. But them boys came out and did their thing, and then we had special teams. So we played all three phases, and it worked to our advantage.
Did this feel like what it felt like a lot last year?
Yes, I mean, this win, yeah. I mean, dominating, especially on defense, dominating how we did. We was mad that we gave up a touchdown. It should have been 23-3. But at the same time, you know, them boys get paid on the side. So definitely it felt awesome to be on top this time.
How big was Jack Rabbits, you know, right before halftime to get some points?
It was big. I was mad at him because I was like, said I was healthy with L healthy L. I would have took mine back too, you feel me? But I'm glad for him because, I mean, we harp on it. Me and him going back and forth about who's going to be the best defensive player on our team, and that's what we're trying to do.
What do you sense from your coach this week? I mean, it was such a turbulent week for him. Mm-hmm. Suspension, losing everything. What was your sense how he came through it and how his whole team came through it?
He just stayed affirmative. He didn't let it knock him. He just knew what kind of team he had, and he just harped on the defense of making it a defensive game, and that's what we tried to do, and that's what we came out and did.
You could tell that. I mean, on offense, they were not going to make mistakes. They were going to run the ball. You know, they were putting it in your laps a lot.
Correct. Yeah, we just told them boys, marching downfield. I get 3 points every attack. We're going to keep them boys out of the end zone. That's how we try to keep them.
Did McAdoo's decision to give up play calling on offense impact the way he coached your side of the ball at all or managed the game in your eyes as a player?
I didn't even know he gave up play calling. That was the first time y'all first asked me. I was like, he did? I didn't know. But, I mean, it impacted the team just in general. Just saying that he knew what he had to do. He just had to be more affirmative on both sides, not just being on one side of the field.
How can you play differently when you have a lead on defense as opposed to when you're trailing?
You play more aggressive. You play more ball hungry. You try to get the ball. You don't play. On defense, we don't play conservative and just trying to milk the clock. We're trying to go get it after that.
Could you tell that Simeon was a little off? You know, I mean, you know, you guys made him off. You could tell it was a little. You know, it's going to be a rough night for him.
After the first 3 series, we was like, yeah, we kind of got him shook because he's not expecting what we're doing. I mean, he watched a lot of film, but he was just holding it too long. It wasn't letting it go. So, yeah.